This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the first major cut in international tariffs in 17 years, and it affects a range of technology projects and products, I should say, from MRI medical scanners to video games. Stan Alcorn has more on this new agreement between the U.S. and China that could cover $1 trillion in goods.
Back in the 90s, countries in the World Trade Organization cut tariffs to zero for a list of high-tech products. China signed on, too.
It had to.
Wing Wu, professor of economics at UC Davis.
But then the number of high-tech products kind of exploded.
Yesterday's agreement to nearly double this list to more than 200 products, Wu says that's really just to catch up. This approach of freeing trade for one product at a time is the opposite of the way it works for other industries, like, say, fish.
You do not say mackerel is not free trade, but salmon is free trade. All fish is free trade, unless we specify certain fish.
In this case, China is instead agreeing to free trade for specific products like semiconductors. Trade policy expert Gary Huffbauer.
And I think it foreshadows more agreements on other issues between the U.S. and China. It's really a new day.
This agreement goes next to the WTO, where Huffbauer expects something like it to be ratified. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.